Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'd shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Swords, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Happy first day of May. I see no May baskets outside the office today. We get something from Missing Tooth Greg we'll get to in a second, but no candy. Where's the breakers at looks with like the May Day baskets today?
Looks like a May bag for Jake.
I got a bag.
Did you look in it?
I did.
I have some idea, but I don't have a...
Yeah, look at it in a second here.
Okay, yeah, okay. I think it's...
It's for Missing Tooth Greg.
It's medicinal.
Medicinal, yes.
Yes. Bill recommend a steroid pack. Yes. And I think this, I'd never heard that term before. Yeah, just get a steroid pack.
Very common.
Is it?
Surprised Jake didn't go with
You advocated that.
I thought about doing it, and then I started feeling better, which I do feel better today. I'm not all the way back, but I did it without the steroids. You guys asked me what I did. I said I didn't have a beer yesterday.
That did it?
Elizabeth thinks that the beer was the problem on Monday and Tuesday.
Really?
I had one beer and I had two beers.
Yeah, I'm going to push back on that,
Elizabeth. Thank you, Bill.
I don't think that's... Yeah, I had one beer at league, and so that's what made me...
She's trying to make me feel bad, you know, about having a beer when I wasn't feeling great.
Is it the hops?
I don't know. It's probably just not
probably
real.
Could be the hops.
But I did not get the steroid pack. I feel a lot better today, so we're trending the right direction now.
God, you're going to Hawaii.
It's also been a lot of concerns. You've put us in harm's way.
Yeah, yesterday the California texter said, Jake, it's selfish for you to come in because you've got older guys in the room that you could get sick. That's what the texter said,
not me. They attacked our age.
They attacked the age hard, yep.
Which we are older, so it's not...
We're not that old. Did you feel like we were in peril?
I don't think so.
You feel fine.
In a year, it could be. It could be a lot different.
Right now, solid. In a year, maybe different.
We can mask up if it makes people feel more comfortable.
COVID-19.
Might be a little muffled on the radio. Could be muffled coming through the mask, but we could if we have to for safety measures, precautions.
Thank you.
Yes? How are you today?
So you're just wonderful. You're going to Hawaii tomorrow.
Hawaii, the 808.
That's right, tomorrow.
I'm not going to hide my feelings. I'm jealous.
You were there more recently than all of us.
Yeah,
last
great.
Year.
I've
last
been there January. One time. You guys have been there. Bill's been there 100 times. You're going again.
Bill's usually there for recruiting, though. He's there for work.
It wasn't that. It was nice that the weather was nice. But
you were there, though.
Yeah. But I was there.
Kind of enjoying it, right? Yeah,
it's not a horrible place to go.
Right.
The travel gets you a little bit.
That's the worst part.
When you get on a plane going 5 hours from Utah or whatever.
100.
Jake thinks it's literally going to take him like... when the time Jake leaves Lincoln till he lands in Hawaii is going to be 14 hours. Jake has it pegged to 7.
I know that. The flight from Denver to Hawaii is 7 hours. I know it's not
But the flight to Denver also doesn't count. That one doesn't count. That was a pre...
7 hours.
Yeah, that's 7 hours. Hey, 7 hour flight.
That's like an hour and a half. You know,
it's not true. It's not true, Jake.
Fine.
So,
I'm just got to prepare mentally for that.
It'll be
a lot of sitting there for 7 hours.
Yeah, what do you got to do?
I'm going to do some work. I told Bill I'm going to try to
talk this out
bring
yesterday.
My laptop and do some work, get some stuff done before I try not to work at all next week, but that's probably impossible.
Oh, God, really? Bring your laptop.
I think I'll have
will
to
you
work
be sending the rundown
day.
In? Am I doing the rundown?
I'd like to see Bill do the rundown next week.
You could do it. You could do a rundown. You do it well. I'd take you a long time.
It'd take me a long time. Jake, we know when Jake has a busy day or he's golfing. When we get the rundown at 9:30, then that right, the show's over for a half hour. We get the rundown. And what if something happens in between now and the next?
We just bump it up or bump it down. Yeah. One of the two.
Which one are we doing? We know when Jake has other plans. It's very clear
it's
when the rundown hits.
We're in May, though. Yeah. God, May's.
Ooh.
You guys got to help me stay focused. I totally missed Dannon last night. Dannon was on the radio and I was supposed to cover it. I just forgot.
But
how was it? I'm not sure.
Didn't listen.
No.
You just talked to him on the sidelines of the spring game, though.
Me and Sean talked about it.
Did
out
you
last
text
night.
Him back then? Did you text Dannon and say, could you paraphrase for me what you said on the radio?
No, I read a lot of what he said, and it was a lot of what we had talked about. So I wouldn't bring it up if I was in job. If my job was in trouble because I forgot, I came clean to Sean right away. I was like, Sean, I totally forgot. I did. I mean, I knew about
it. What was his response to that? Hey, I just totally spaced it out. What did he say?
I wasn't particularly happy. But I said,
was there a tone?
Could he hear the NBA in the background? That's my question.
Are you watching basketball?
What do you mean you missed it? Why'd they just give the Lakers score? Here, place
that was
clink.
A factor.
I hear Mike Green in the background.
That was a factor.
Hold on. Is that Shaq and Charles? What is Barkley saying?
Sounds like Ernie's talking back there.
Planet Kenny. Fitness and NBA were the problem, but... Yeah, and I'd known about it for a week, too. Keith told me last week. I didn't tell the guys because I was like, I'm going to do it, so it's not a big deal. Then I was like, oh, God.
I cannot assist on this at all because I've never listened to anyone speak on the radio on a Wednesday.
They have, you know, they'll have coaches on sometimes. Mm-hmm. But Dannon's every month. He's gotcha. Once a month, yeah. And it's usually something we need to listen to. And again, I'm not really making light of it. The only reason I even brought it up is because I'd written this stuff, a lot of it anyway, so it's not a big deal. I think I'll survive this one. But it's a way to illustrate. I'm in May mode. May and June is
summer mode. It's the dangerous time for you.
It's dangerous. It always has been. That's when I get out of whack. Like I'm just like, there's not much going on.
A big birthday day in the... in the household.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Okay.
It's big birthday day.
I thought that was last
week. Oldest, Sydney, has a birthday today. And the youngest, Gigi, has a birthday today.
Same birthday.
Laura was very efficient in having daughters.
On the same day.
Just have them
they're
on
the same birthday?
Same birthday. Yep.
That's incredible.
May 1st. They're both May baskets. Yes.
So what are you doing?
Gigi's already had an event. And so, and Sydney's, you know, she's moved on. She has a college degree and a master's degree.
And she's married.
She's married. So
you were at that wedding, Sip.
Yeah, you were at the wedding. You were there.
All three of us were there.
Right. We were all there. You were there.
She's moving. Where is she moving to?
There's no moving.
They're in Omaha.
They're right? in Omaha. There's no moving. I didn't even say they were moving. So I don't know where that even came up from. So
there's no move.
There's no moving. Everything, but it's probably a little bit different, you know, birthday wise. But yeah, so it's a big day.
That is a big day in your house.
That's large, yeah.
Big day. That's my version of Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by
Newton's Lawn Care. We were driving through a cloud this morning, by the way. Couldn't see a little bit. It was very difficult to see at times this morning, driving in.
I'd like to hit on that.
Please do, Bill.
I know the danger of fog. It's horrific to drive in, but always fog comforting. When I walked out this morning to that layer of fog and just no wind, just dead calm.
It was pretty calm.
And just, the feeling, it was kind of crisp. Oh, that was great. I love fog.
We didn't have fog on the north side.
How is that possible?
Yeah. There was no fog.
Yeah, we had fog.
I mean, on Van Dorn, it was like driving through. It was thick fog.
I'm telling you.
Fog.
On Adams, there was no fog. Yeah. None.
Well, now, when I got down here around, 27th, it dropped off.
Okay, so Sip's got a point here then.
Yeah, he does.
It can have fog.
Well, I saw it on the TV. You know what it said? What
did it say?
Patchy fog.
Patchy
makes sense right there.
Yeah, wow. I'm telling you.
We had our own experience here. I had fog. You had no fog.
Zero. Oh, God, we're getting... I did think of Bill right when I got out and walked out the door, though, because it's starting to be light. Mm. It's starting to be light.
I saw it, too. Even I was like...
Start the show at 5.
Yeah, we start the show... It's horrific.
We got to start the show at 5. We're going 5 to 8.
Dude. The darkness is getting further and further away.
The light's freaking Bill.
It is. When I come out, I can see the sky. It's like, oh, wow.
Fantastic.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it's horrible.
Then pretty soon it'll be
I
like
used to love when we used to look out like this right there, and it was just almost 9. And it was just, it was still somewhat dark.
Same darkness outside.
And then there's nothing more exciting than about just seeing that sun go down about 4:30 in the afternoon.
That is horrible.
Yeah, I love it. No. I absolutely love it. I love
I think Bill's on the lower end of people that actually like that. I do not enjoy that.
I love fog.
It makes me very sad.
I love fog. I love overcast.
You know what's going to happen here pretty soon? We're going to be coming to work in sunshine.
Yeah, I know.
It's 6.
I'll have sunglasses on. to work.
Just keep them on.
Yeah.
Keep them on all the time.
The other day I was outside doing something. You can see really well at 8:30.
Yep.
That bothers you. Oh yeah, that's
you
a big.
You're right.
I should be inside
just,
right now.
It just messes with Sugar's clock too. She's still like, "Let's go, man. It's light out."
You're like, "No,
yeah, no.
It's late. Sugar's late."
Yeah. So Sydney's moving.
No, she's not moving.
She's moved on from living
it's
in the
big
household.
Birthday at that
Barry.
Not moving.
She's she's onward and upward.
Press on.
All right. Now he's got some medicinal. Right.
Yes. He got something for missing tooth, Greg. Message says some throat medication to help with that pesky cold. Have fun on the islands and happy belated birthday, missing tooth, Greg.
What the hell?
Shiitake marinated mushrooms.
Oh God.
Here.
How about that?
Oh God.
Scares me.
Oh God.
And here's some selected inch shiitake mushrooms.
So the mushrooms are supposed to be helping.
I assure you, I've never eaten these in my entire life.
And I assure you.
Frankly, they scare me.
Yeah, and Jake hates mushrooms.
Craig.
Yeah.
Does he hate mushrooms?
Jake hates mushrooms.
You could eat, this is crunchy. Who has...
I try one.
Are mushrooms ever... You ever eaten a crunchy mushroom?
Like,
morels aren't crunchy, right?
No.
What are they called? Shiitake?
It says selected inch shiitake mushrooms.
How do you spell it? Oh, shit.
Easy.
You said
shiitake.
I said shiitake.
S-H-I-I-T-A-K-E.
Something that rhymes with hit.
Thank you Greg. I don't know if I will eat those or whatever, but I think I appreciate the gesture.
Here, check those out.
I would normally say let's do a taste test, but I think I'm scared of these.
Not,
yeah, I'm just saying.
You're not?
Yeah.
You know,
all of a sudden we're loopy.
Yeah. I feel bad about that.
Or worse.
You're worse.
Thank you, Missing Tooth Craig. I don't know if I will enjoy the treats here, but the kindness is appreciated in the thought.
A mushroom's never eaten, no matter what. Even a morel's not usually
so honest. I ain't eating this stuff.
Thank you.
Look at this jar.
There's no chance to
you,
Greg.
Look at that. It's a jar of mushrooms.
It is a jar of mushrooms.
If I left this on the table outside, it would not be touched for a year.
Well, try it.
By anybody.
Let's see.
This is going to be a social experiment. On the table, unopened. I'm going to leave it unopened.
Just put it free. Free mushrooms.
If I put free, it will sit there for a year.
Put free on. That's a good idea. We'll do that. What are those called?
Those are also shiitake. Nah. Marinated. These ones are marinated mushrooms, though.
Yeah.
They should have a better flavor to them.
I'll try it.
The crunchy ones I'd be much more apt to eat than those. I don't want anything marinated.
I don't know if I disagree. I would take that over the crunchy mushroom just sounds weird. It's like eating an acorn, right?
Excuse me, ma'am, do you have a fresh bag of acorns?
Do you have any acorns?
That's how I would view it.
For who? For squirrels? No, for Jake.
For me. Yeah, it's for
Jake's
his throat medication there. Pecan pie says they are great. Sauteed in butter and served with a nice ribeye. If you go to, let's go to Ruhlman's, I would never, ever ask for the mushrooms. They say, do you want mushrooms? I say, hell no, I don't want mushrooms. Keep that off my steak.
I don't eat them either. I don't. If I eat one, it's by accident.
How do you eat a morel mushroom, Bill? In what form?
The best way that you can saute them. My dad sauteed some yesterday.
Okay.
They turned out excellent. But the best way is they're just egg and crackered and fried in butter. That's the best way. Egg and cracker, fried in butter.
Egg and cracker?
Yeah, then they're delicious.
That doesn't sound bad.
I do a cracker mix that's different. My dad freaks out, but I do saltines, half, and then half chicken and a biscuit.
That sounds really good, actually.
And then you fry them, and they're pretty delicious. Yes.
Interesting. There's that has potential.
Also, Duke mentioned that he thinks you should have called him short, not a little dude.
Yeah. I'm glad he chimes in on this, by the way.
He's 5 foot six, over 200 pounds. He said, I'm not little.
He can't be over 200.
I don't know what he is. He's probably not. He's stout. But he's definitely stout. Definitely stout.
Yep.
I didn't mean it in a disparaging way.
Dude. He said he would have preferred short dude.
Okay.
So, but he says he's taken a lot of text messages on that.
Well, I'm not. I can say it because I'm short. I mean, I'm a little taller than Duke.
Well, the next time we're together, we will measure. We will go back to back.
Well, if he's 5'6", I'm 2 inches taller. But anyway, I like Duke, and I didn't mean Duke. Come on, I didn't mean anything by that.
Before wrap up idle chit chat, I do have a need I could use the breakers for here.
Oh, great! So pins again?
No, not pins. Okay, this is actually because
the pins came.
I had a little situation.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
At the house, not relationship, but the actual house
with
itself.
Not relationship. So I could, right now you're still married.
I could use a potential contractor with some help on something. I don't even know who to talk to in this. We have a lot of advertisers. Okay. I don't really have a contractor per se that advertises on the station.
Let loose with it.
Yeah.
I've got a little situation with some drywall that I need help with. Something fell from the ceiling. Drywall fell from the ceiling. I need to see if there's a situation
where?
The garage.
Oh, in the garage. Hmm. Bill?
Fell from the ceiling. So my first question to you is, what did the drywall look like? Is there a leak of some sort?
That's what I need help with. I need people to assess the situation to see how extreme this is.
If drywall just fell, that generally means moisture.
Moisture.
Yes.
What's outside right
now?
So if there's any contractors that would like to... Maybe if you want to shoot me a text.
You want me and Steve to go over and look at it?
Yeah, you guys can look if you
want. Imagine that. Yeah, there's drywall down.
You can text.
That's where it ends.
You can text 402.
Imagine it's hauling drywall. What's the number, Jake?
402-464-5685. Or you can email me at jake@theticketfm.com.
And also, I'll give your personal number out.
Is that right?
You want me to do that?
I'd prefer not.
Give me the phone number again to text in.
402-464-5685. If any contractors... I could use a little help, just a little, at least.
And also, it'd be nice to try to get them in there while you're gone, right?
That's true.
That'd be right. Laura will get keys. We'll get keys and we'll go over. That's we'll true. Let them
keys
in.
Made for the.
We'll have
people.
Keys made. Yes. Or get a fob. Anymore now, it's like just get a fob. I guess.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by a friend at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. New customers get 20% off. A 2025 fertilizer program, just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Get a free quote within 24 hours from Andrew at Newton's Lawn Care. We found out officially yesterday that Charmar Brown will not be going to Nebraska.
Ooh, yeah.
Charmar Brown was at one point yesterday favored to go to Cal. Then that dropped off to between Miami and Nebraska. Quickly, that became a commitment to Miami. So they get the services of the North Dakota State transfer via Omaha, Charmar Brown. And I'm disappointed over here.
It got a little wild in the morning, actually. It did. Look at that, 1-866 get Duke. I'll be darned on that side of that truck. It got a little wild yesterday morning. This stuff happens. It was kind of crazy. I just told Sean, hey, I haven't called him yet. Sometimes Shamar. It's Shamar Brown. It's Shamar. Because I called him Charmar. Cool. I called him Charmar. He said it's Shamar. Yeah. I talked to him yesterday morning. And I said, Sean, he won't recognize this number and he'll pick up. And he did. It was, I don't know what time it was, maybe 10:45. And he said, I'm down to Nebraska and Miami. Okay. And so he said, well, Sean said, write a story quick. And I got the story done. And just as I was pushing the send button, he said, don't push the send button. because he's not going to Nebraska. He probably just told you that because you work for Husker Online. Yeah. Because Nako's Pete, our national guy, was about to publish a story that he was going to Miami. So I don't know. I think he's just a kid and all that. So it was Miami. Cal dropped off, and that was it.
Wouldn't you think that this should be just the opposite of what Jake Sorensen's feeling? In my opinion, it's just the opposite. If you're Nebraska fans, you should feel great. Because that means they feel very comfortable with where they're at. If they wanted him, they could have got him. So if they wanted him, they could have got him. Because
I'd like to know what fans think.
So I'm just saying that they must feel extremely confident. If they didn't, he'd be at Nebraska.
I think
there would have been a way to be. From the outside in, from the giant view of this, is that we'd like him, mm-hmm. but we're not gonna pay ridiculous for him.
I think Cal was willing to, and then they dropped out.
So and my opinion is for the Nebraska fans should 100% be of happiness.
You might be right
that they're in a great spot. Is it always nice to have players? Yeah, it's always nice to have players. I get that. I always want as many people always say. That could cause some problems in the room if there's all these guys and who's going to play. I'll go, give me the problem. Just give me a bunch of great players. We'll figure the rest of it out. That's always been, as a coach, you want. But my point is, I just think that they must feel that they're in great shape. So that should make the Nebraska fans feel great that they're like, no, we don't, we're good.
Nebraska fans are, again, that you're right. They should feel great that way. But this is someone that had 1,000-plus yards last year. Again, FCS, different level, again, in competition. Quint Knives has not done much in Nebraska, neither has anybody else besides Emmett Johnson. So that's why those guys might be great. They might be better running backs than Shamar Brown. But they haven't done it yet, and Shamar, at a different level, has had success. And that's why, again, no one knew who he was 2 weeks ago. Let's not forget, on April 15th or so, unless you lived in Omaha and watched high school football a couple years ago, you wouldn't know that. I didn't know the name. So this name came into our lives 2 weeks ago. We became infatuated with the stats, the name, and you wanted him here. Mm. But it's because he had good stats at North Dakota State.
Yeah.
1,000-plus yards is 1, significant.
Yeah, 1,118, average 4.8. I mean, not through the roof good, but good. He would have pressed Emmett probably. The question I have is, there's not an infinite amount of money. I don't know.
True.
I don't know that Nebraska, they're paying a lot of guys a lot of money right now. And I don't know if they have, maybe they didn't have enough. That's not total speculation. I mean, and I don't know that you can just come up with, $500,000 because you needed it on that day. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think there's that element of the conversation too. Now at this time of year, they're paying Rocco Spindler probably $1 million plus, Winery $1 million plus, Pritchett $1 million plus, the quarterback more than that.
Yep.
On and on. I mean, there's a lot of guys over there making a lot of money, and it's not infinite. I don't think you can just, it's not just, oh yeah, we need to pay this guy 500 grand. I don't know. I don't know if you can. So it might be that. I was kind of surprised by the whole thing.
Were you disappointed or not?
I'm kind of like Bill. They must feel comfortable. You've got to trust them at some level. You have to trust them. They see these guys every day. So it's all a little surprising to me, to be honest.
I'm a little surprised.
Yeah.
I'd feel very, very happy if I'm a Nebraska fan.
The informative thing to me was definitely this is the agents. I mean, he said, well, right now my agent's talking to him right now. So this is an agent world. This is an agent driven discussion now. I think the agents deal with it on almost exclusively, and then they get 15%, which is amazing, but not all of them, but there's that out there for sure.
Sanderson says, I'm okay with this. Don't overpay for this dude. He's not Amon Green, for crying out loud. Okay.
Right, I don't know what he is. Except we know what he did at FCS level was good. It's a weird. These situations are odd now. It's not normal. It's not like what Bill was used to. It's not normal recruiting anymore. It's not.
There's no normal recruiting. And it's like you said, but also that's not normal, but you're also, you also understand. So you named off these players making a lot of money for Nebraska.
There's more.
So let's just say and let's just say there's more. So you named off four or five top ones, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So just take another 20. Okay. So you're at 25. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about the remaining 60?
Yeah.
They're not getting very much.
Not as much, if nothing.
Not much. So there's where your recruiting comes in. It's like you have your first-round draft picks, and then guess what? If you take the Eagles, well, they had 11 first-rounders on defense and 11 first-rounders on offense. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-mm. So your bottom 60 is where the bottom part of your roster, and that's recruiting.
That's recruiting. That's true.
Some of the ones is not, and it's just like, the problem is now in the spring when you're out, those that are marginal to wherever they're going to fall, they're very much so with as I talked to a bunch of my friends that are out on the road, they're very much, what's the situation? What are you guys paying? It's kind of like, paying? We don't even know if we'd take you. Mm-hmm. But the conversation is that part.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot different. But the high end, it's not recruiting. But now, remember, is Purdue, are they paying enough, you know, to beat out Ohio State?
Probably not.
I mean, are they? I mean, how many times? Because some point in time, probably the agent says, yeah, it's a little bit more, but do you want, where do you want to be? Mm-hmm. What do you want to do? Where do you want where do you want your feet at? Where do you want a chance to win? Mm-hmm. What do you want to do? You know, in those situations. Mm-hmm. So that there's those kind. I don't see teams just coming just out of the blue. Now, if you have a complete bankroll, mm-hmm. you see it happening. Mm-hmm. Who's the one that's creating that right now? Texas Tech.
Oh yeah, Texas Tech. Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's a Big 12 school that's heavily involved with mm-hmm. everything. If you talk to anyone, it's mm-hmm. like, oh, Texas Tech. They're involved with everything.
They put together a roster.
They they did it in basketball also.
Yep, both.
I mean, they were. Just some buffoonery away from being in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, just completely crashed out against Florida, who eventually won it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Which tells you that Texas Tech probably was good enough to win it.
Probably.
They were good enough to have a chance to win it all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have Florida down. They were down. They were up 12
in the second half,
5 minutes ago, they were up by 10.
And they blew it.
Yeah. So my point is, but Texas Tech is throwing things off. So somebody, all of a sudden, could a school get involved and change the narrative? Quite a bit.
Yep.
They could do quite a bit with it. But in the end, like you said, you named off five. Take the next 20. And there's 60 guys are going like, well, I get a few thousand. I get something here, mm-hmm. a few things here. That's recruiting. Mm-hmm. That's where you still have to be able to recruit. And
for sure.
Bottom end of your roster to raise them up is a lot.
So, yeah, that ship sailed quick.
Shamar Brown to Miami. People are asking for you, Sip, any intel on the specialist conversation. You brought up kicker, punter.
No, not yet.
But at what point?
I mean, they already said they're going to bring in a punter, and they have two in mind. Like, I think rules said we have a 1A and 1B. I don't know who they are. And it's a little speculative on the kicker, but I think they'll bring in a kicker. But no updates right now.
Okay.
We'll see. But I think they got to bring in a punter, for God's sake. And I think they'll bring in a kicker.
From YouTube, Brian chimes in. He says, if Emmett Johnson misses any time, I have no confidence the other running backs can step up. They're all unproven. Are they ready to tote the rock in the Big Ten?
Mm.
That's the big question of the offseason.
He's not wrong. I mean, because they don't have any carries.
Just don't know.
But I always refer back to, trust the coaches. They see him every day. And there's been a lot of running backs that, especially in the time that myself and Steve Sipple are aware of, there's a lot of running backs that played here at Nebraska that you go like, okay, the first 2 years didn't even have a carry.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa.
Right.
So
there they are. Yeah,
and so times are a little different now with how that works.
Mm-hmm.
But like, trust the coaches.
And trust Emmett. And then they're going to throw it a lot. So, but I don't know. It all happened so quickly. I don't know how to size it up. And he's pretty similar to Shamar Brown to what they got too. If it looked a little different, I might, if it was more of a speed guy, I might be a little more apt to say, they needed him for sure. But he's very much like Emmett, and Ives. He's not a burner. He doesn't get around the edge very quick.
I mean, Nebraska fans were looking for a Dowdell replacement, right?
Mm, he might have been that.
Yeah, that's what I'm sure what the fans are looking for. Mm-hmm. Hey, we lost Dowdell. Mm-hmm. We had Emmett before. Those were the two guys that we carried. Bring him in, and he's Dowdell. I would imagine that's how most fans see it.
I think so. I was struck yesterday by how many people are like, yeah, we're fine. Just move on. Move on. I'm like, yeah.
I mean, Dowdell had 12 touchdowns last year, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Short, not a short yardage ones, but still 12 touchdowns.
He ran well.
12 touchdowns. Yeah. 12 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I liked him. He didn't make anybody miss, you know.
No, it was.
He didn't do a lot of that at the second level. Now, if he gets good at that, he'll take off. I don't know if you get good at that, though. I don't.
You're usually a make-you-miss guy right from the start. Right. You usually have that quality built into you right from the start.
I liked him because he was so explosive, but he didn't make people miss. You know, So, yeah, interesting conversation with Shamor.
Shamor, yeah.
Cal dropped off for some reason. I don't know if Cal said we're not going to wait around
might have
anymore.
It got to a certain time where it's like, okay, we're just going to. And also it might be one of those two, like where sometimes you'll read in the coaching world. You know what? I'm taking myself out of the running for the head coaching job at this place because you are out of the running.
You're not in it.
This probably might have been that. Might have been that. Oh, I think it's just funny also that it called him Charmar.
Yeah, Shamor. He corrected me.
Charmar sounds cooler though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's Shamor, yeah. But it's an agent thing. I mean, that's what a lot of this is. I mean, I think the agent was pulling the strings. So some on agent that you don't even know. You don't know. It's an agency and. Whatever, whoever that
is. Shamor Brown to Miami. When we come back, are there situations where it's okay to unretire a jersey? Discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.